You are listening to the Daily Roundup here as part of the Reality Steve podcast. I'm your host, Reality Steve. Thank you all for tuning in. Good Monday show for you. Going to update you on a hometown date that I found out about this past weekend. Didn't happen this past weekend, but it happened last week. But just the way it came about was rather comical, at least to me it was. I think you guys might find it funny too. We have a start date for Jen's season of The Bachelorette. We knew it was happening in July, but we didn't know what date. We do now. Divorce news in Bachelor Nation. Brian and Rachel's divorce is making headlines on the entertainment sites. I am all caught up on The Valley. My gosh, these people are messy as hell. And I have not watched last night's episode of Idol yet, but I've got some thoughts on your final seven. We'll get to that momentarily.
Streaming May 23rd only on BET Plus. Miss Pat is back.
I'm excited.
And it's time for some grown-ass family time.
I am a man.
Oh, you a man?
That's right.
Then take my clothes off. You ain't pay for none of that on your back.
Dad, you can't ignore your mother forever. I've tried.
Would you like me to backhand you again?
The Miss Pat Show, streaming May 23rd on BET Plus. To sign up and learn more, visit BET.plus.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
the charcoal mask, great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice, I am so sorry, I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule, I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
So if you saw my social media this past weekend, I posted that one of the hometowns, we already know Marcus had a hometown because I had pictures and videos of that one, that was in Tacoma, Washington last Friday. I found out this weekend that Devin Strader had one of the other hometowns. So obviously that's two of the four that are covered. But the Devin one was interesting because the person who emailed me initially came to me with, hey, I have some information on hometowns this season. How much are you willing to pay for it? I said, unfortunately, I don't pay for information, so I don't know what to tell you. And I said, do you have who the final four are, or do you just have information on one hometown date? And they said, I have information of just one of the guys who got a hometown. And I said, okay. I said, I'd appreciate it if you tell me, but I'm not going to pay you for it. This is not. And then I asked, do you have pictures of this? How do you know that this person had a hometown date? And they said, no pictures of the date. But, and then they gave me a reason which led me to believe they absolutely knew this person got a hometown. And I said, I don't know what to tell you. I'm not going to pay you. And I've been doing this for 15 years. And I'm telling you right now, and I'm not saying this because I'm not paying you. I'm telling you, nobody's going to pay you for this information. Because one, you don't have any pictures of it. And two, all it is, hey, this is confirmation of one guy getting a hometown date. If there is, certainly no one like TMZ, you know, Us Weekly doesn't spoil during the season. People doesn't spoil during the season. E! Online doesn't spoil during the season. So the only person that would maybe pay for something like this would be maybe if she went to an Instagram account that wanted to put it out there. I guess they could want to do it to try and get something out there that I didn't have. It's possible. I don't know if she was pitching it to anybody else. But I just told her, look, I'm not going to pay for this. This is not, I don't pay for information. I never have. I tried back in 2011. And then after that, we're just like, well, yeah, I'm not going to do that anymore. So they didn't get back to me. They just kind of left me on read, even though it was an email. Basically the equivalent of it. And so what I did was, I was like, well, let me just try something. because the email they emailed me from looked legitimate. Like, it wasn't made up. It wasn't like bachelor123@gmail.com, which I've gotten a lot of in the past. Like, somebody that wants to stay anonymous that emails me, you can just tell. This one was a legit first and last name. And I was like, okay, well, let me just try this name on Instagram. Lo and behold, I type in the name on Instagram. It pops up. First one that pops up on there, I'm like, this maybe could be them. I click on their Instagram. They're public. I look at their followers. They're only following one guy from the show, and that is Devin. And Devin lives in Houston, and this person lives in Houston. So it wasn't really hard to figure out. But this person still never confirmed it to me, even though, so when I gave you the information this weekend, it was based off that, that the person who emailed me and said, I know this person got a hometown date, even though they never told me who it was or where it was, they did tell me one bit of information of how they knew, and I'm like, okay, I don't need to share that. But when I went to their Instagram page, they follow one guy and they live in the same town as him. So it's obvious Devin got a hometown date. So I went back to them yesterday after I had posted it. Sorry, Saturday. I went back to them on Saturday afternoon and said, look, I'm about to post this information. So once I post it, whatever you have becomes not worth. I mean, I know you thought it was worth something beforehand, and I'm telling you it wasn't. But what you have now, once I post that Devin had a hometown date, I don't think anybody's going to pay because you have no pictures. And what information you have isn't out there, or is now out there, which is Devin got one of the four hometowns. And they responded with, well, I don't know. What other information? I don't know. You know, basically saying they didn't even confirm it to me, because I said, it's Devin with the hometown in Houston, isn't it? And they said, I don't know. What's it worth it to you? And then I went into, okay, here's the deal. Let me explain to you how this works. I've been in this business a lot longer than you have. It's probably the first time you've ever known somebody on the show. Let me tell you how it works. No one is going to pay you to just tell them who had one of the four hometowns. Hell, if she had all four hometowns, I wasn't going to pay her. I don't pay for information. I would have tried to see what I could get out of her. Most people, 98% of the people that email me, aren't looking for money. She's just obviously new to this, doesn't understand how it works. And, you know, I don't know. I have no idea what she was expecting. Like, what do you even think that's going to fetch? A couple hundred bucks? Did she want thousands of dollars to just tell me a name of a hometown date? Like, these people sometimes, you know, the very small percentage, the 2-3% who come to me asking for money, it's kind of laughable because it's never been anything major. It's always been something like, oh, I've got information on this contestant. Really? What's it surrounding? Oh, I just know they got eliminated. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to pay you for that. And this person doesn't even follow me. But it definitely wasn't a troll account, definitely was a real human being with a public Instagram page that lives in the same hometown as Devin, and Devin is the only bachelorette contestant from this season that she follows. So, clear as day who she was talking about. So those are the two that we know, Marcus and Devin. I don't know the other two. At least I haven't gotten anything confirmed. Have I heard rumblings? Of course, but nothing that I've been able to confirm on my end. That's about as close of a confirmation of somebody getting a hometown as I can without any proof. Clearly obvious who she knew and what she knew. So we finally got a start date for Jen's season. It's going to start Monday, July 8th. And we knew it was starting in July because they promoted that after the final rose. They said, join us in July for the premiere of Jen's season. We now know it's Monday, July 8th. What's interesting is, and I don't know if anybody realizes this, for the longest time, did you realize from 2008 to 2020, basically till COVID, this series always premiered in May. Never deviated from the month of May. Sometimes it was earlier in the month, sometimes it was later in the month, but for the most part, it was between a 2-week period in the month of May. And I'm talking 2008. That was Deanna's season. She was the fourth Bachelorette. So from Bachelorette number 4 until Bachelorette number 15, Hannah Brown, the season premiered in May. And I'm going to read you just the dates really quick of the premiere dates of the Bachelorette from season 4, Deanna, to season 15, Hannah Brown. I'll just say the date and the lead. May 19th, Deanna Pappas. May 18th, Jillian Harris. May 24th, Ali Fedotowsky. May 23rd, Ashley Hebert. May 14th, Emily Maynard. May 27th, Desiree Hartsock. May 19th, Andy Dorfman. May 18th, Caitlin Bristow. May 23rd, JoJo Fletcher. May 22nd, Rachel Lindsay. May 28th, Becca Kufrin. May 13th, Hannah Brown. Then, in 2020, obviously COVID hit, and Claire's was pushed back to the premiere date was October 13th. And then, Katie, they pushed back out of May by a week. They pushed her to June 7th. She started on June 7th. And then Michelle Young, you know, they did back-to-back Bachelorette seasons in 2021. So Michelle debuted in and premiered in October of 2021. And then the following year was the double Bachelorette with Gabby and Rachel. Still was on the same filming schedule. They filmed from March to May, but they didn't start airing it until July. And they didn't start airing it till July 11th. And then Charity was end of June. She started June 26th. And then Jen Tran, we know, is going to start July 8th. So one of the major reasons in the last 3-4 years that they have done a later premiere is because ABC now has a contract to broadcast the NBA Finals. And usually one of the NBA Finals game in the first 4 games of the series is on ABC and it's on a Monday night. So they don't want to start it in May and have to take a week off. And they never had to deal with that from seasons 4 to seasons 15. So that's one of the major reasons. And ABC also has the NHL final. So there's either going to be an NHL final game or an NBA final game on ABC in the month of June. And they rather just wait until after. Charity last season starting on June 26th. Both of those series and those seasons were over by June 26th. For Jen, could they have started it late June? I guess they could have. I don't know what the reasoning is to push hers back 2 weeks later than Charity season. Not really sure, but it is starting in July where they can go straight through, and it looks like she'll probably have 10 episodes, and then the Golden Bachelorette will air after that. This podcast brought to you by Way. Say it, ladies. You're too busy to be frizzy. Grab Way's new anti-frizz cream, please. It's lightweight cream that provides immediate frizz control that lasts for up to 72 hours. It saves you additional time during yourself getting ready. I've had numerous friends of mine that I've given this to because Way sends it to me. I can't use it. I don't need it. I don't get the frizzies. But I send it to my friends, and they absolutely love it. Works for up to 72 hours. Heat protection up to 450 degrees. It helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration, and according to a consumer perception study, 90% of the participants agreed their hair looks less frizzy. We're coming up on summer, ladies. I know, especially in the south, the southeast, even the northeast, you got some humidity, and humidity gives you the frizzies. Or you might take a trip down to Mexico like they did for Bachelor in Paradise, and it's humid in Tulum. You don't want the frizzies. That's why you need Way's new anti-frizz cream. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theway.com, that's theouai.com, and enter promo code REALITYSTEVE for 15% off any product. That's theway.com, theouai.com, promo code REALITYSTEVE for 15% off any product.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Streaming May 23rd only on BET Plus. Miss Pat is back.
I'm excited.
And it's time for some grown-ass family time.
I am a man.
Oh, you a man?
That's right.
Then take my clothes off. You ain't pay for none of that on your back.
Dad, you can't ignore your mother forever. I've tried.
Would you like for me to backhand you again?
The Miss Pat Show, streaming May 23rd on BET Plus. To sign up and learn more, visit BET.plus.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
As I mentioned in the open, divorce news is starting to make a little bit more of the headlines. We're seeing a lot more stuff regarding Brian and Rachel's divorce. I know nothing about this couple. And I know nothing about the finances, but we're starting to see it. I mean, I gotta guess it's a little embarrassing for Brian to have Us Weekly post a headline. The top story yesterday on Us Weekly at one point was Brian Abasolo's monthly salary of $1,300 can't keep up with Rachel Lindsay. I mean, that's kind of gotta suck, doesn't it? To just put that out there. And you know, we can sit here and debate all this stuff about their marriage and what he's going after and all that. I just don't know enough about it. I'm not going to comment. All I'm saying is it's why public relationships are very, very difficult. And I'll just leave it at that. I don't side with either of them. I just hope something amicably is done and they go their separate ways. Clearly, they're not together anymore. I didn't realize since Brian filed for divorce at the beginning of January, they've still been living together. I did not know that until the story broke. That's got to be a little bit awkward. I'm sure there are times where Brian or Rachel, I can't imagine they're coming home to each other every single night. I got to believe that he's maybe on a buddy's couch or something, or maybe she's staying with a girlfriend at times. Like, seems a little weird to be living with somebody that you filed divorce against 4 months ago, but I don't know for sure. Maybe they are. Maybe every single night they come home to each other and they just avoid each other, because that's what the story said. He said it's put a strain on their relationship. They avoid each other at home, and it's just kind of awkward. But in terms of what he's asking for and all this stuff that you know, I'm not going to comment on that. I have no idea about any of it. But I'm just saying, this whole divorce playing out in the public eye and having the entertainment sites report on it, I'm saying it just sucks for both parties. It does. Period. End of story. So I wanted to move on to The Valley. I caught up. I'm now seeing all 7 episodes of this season. And I swear, episode 6 was one of the messiest episodes I have ever seen. Now, I don't watch The Housewives show, but I've seen enough clips over the years to know that The Housewives show is probably very similar to this in terms of its drama, if not more ramped up. And almost every single episode you're getting a fight like that. But when they were at the Mondrian and stepped out into the hallway, and there's Kristen and Luke going up against Jesse and Michelle, and Kristen basically saying that, I know that Michelle has had a relationship with somebody, another guy, for the last year. She's had a boyfriend, all this stuff. Now, look, we know in present time, Jesse and Michelle have split up, and both of them have new people that they are dating. So this was just the origin story, so to speak, of this breakup. But Michelle, at least on the show through 7 episodes, hasn't admitted anything about having a boyfriend. So we'll see how true that was, if Kristen's exaggerating something. But it definitely seems like Michelle was planning on leaving Jesse and wanted to have a man set and ready to go. I don't know the extent of the relationship, but as much as people say Kristen Doty is a liar and she's a compulsive liar, it doesn't seem like she's lying about this. It's just a matter of what was the extent of it. Was Michelle sleeping with another man while she was still married to Jesse? Or was she flirting? Was she sexting? Was she seeing him on occasion? And I don't know any of that stuff. I'm sure we'll find out in the next few episodes. But that fight was brutal. I mean, you had Jesse coming at Luke, and I felt like one of them was going to swing on the other one. This show is... The other thing about this show is the fact that I understand these are all married couples and they all have children, except for Janet and Jason, who are due with their child soon. The amount of personal sex talk happening on this show and the amount of sex these people are talking about, their sex lives in general, just seems to be a bit much. And I'm sure they're egged on by producers and they want this risque conversation going on. And maybe this is what married couples with kids do. But does Brittany want to share publicly that she's had sex once in the last 6 weeks with her husband and three times in a year? Like, I understand that they're trying to show you the authenticity of their relationship and not everything is all rainbows and daffodils, but that just seems like there are some things that maybe you don't want to talk about publicly. I don't know. That's just me. These people are so freely talking about their sex lives as married couples. And I don't know what they're trying to do. Like Kristen and Luke, it's like they're bragging about how much they have it. It's like, great. Yeah. Wait till a kid comes along, Kristen. Like, congratulations. You're having it 3 or 4 times a day right now. Sounds like that's what Jax and Brittany were doing before Cruz came along. It changes. No, I'm not married. No, I don't have kids. But every single one of my friends is married and has kids. And I've heard stories. So it's not like what I'm hearing from Brittany and Jax is all too shocking. I'm just surprised they are being so open about that in public. Why? You know? I guess it's hard. I mean, if that's a major crux of their relationship, I guess it's impossible to talk about their relationship and the struggles they're having in it without bringing it up. But sometimes I guess they just get too graphic. And I'm no prude. You know me. I don't know. Maybe because I've never watched the Housewives show. And I'm sure the Housewives talk about this all the time. I'm sure this is a staple on Beverly Hills and OC and New York and New Jersey. I'm sure most of those women have talked about their sex lives. I just don't watch those. So this almost is like my first experience listening to married couples and or divorced couples talking about their sex life or lack thereof. And it just seems to be a lot. And finally, talking about American Idol, I have not watched last night's episode yet at the time of this recording. But I was shocked to find out. I ended up watching Monday's episode this weekend. I thought McKenna Faith Breinholt was literally a lock to win this thing. I was like, there's no way she's not winning. I mean, she has got the total package. She's got the looks. She's got the voice. She's got the image that this show absolutely loves to promote. How does she not get it? And then she's in the bottom two. If she wasn't for the judges' save, she wouldn't even have made the top eight, the top seven. So there's a very good chance she got eliminated last night, because if she was in the bottom two this week, usually people that are in the bottom two at 7 or 8, that means she has to get by on the on the viewers' votes for the rest of the season when she was basically in 7th or 8th place. I find it hard to believe. So it clearly looks like she's not winning. And I'm not sure, unless I couldn't remember what Ryan Seacrest said. Maybe he said these are the two bottom vote getters, Cabrianne and McKenna. Or he said one of you two is the bottom vote getter and one of you two isn't, and the judges are going to save one of you. I don't know. Can't remember what he said, but either way, McKenna, if the case is she finished 7th or 8th in voting last week, she's not winning now. And now your guess is as good as mine. I don't know who America is into the most. I mean, are they into Emmy because Loretta Lynn is her grandmother? Are they into Tristan because he's 15 and has the Scotty McCreary, well, not the Scotty McCreary voice, but has that image of just 15-year-old country boy? Your guess is as good as mine now. I'm throwing my hands up on this season. I want to see McKenna win, but I don't think she can at this point. Thank you all for listening. Really appreciate it. Follow me on Apple Podcasts. Also rate and review, but remember, you got to hit play. Please hit play. That's the only way it counts as a download. Your transcript for this podcast will be up on realitysteve.com just moments after you hear this podcast go live. So thank you all for that. Sports Daily will be up in an hour from now. Check that out when you can. I really appreciate it. Thank you all for listening. Really appreciate it. And I will talk to you tomorrow. See you.
Streaming May 23rd only on BET Plus. Miss Pat is back.
I'm excited.
And it's time for some grown-ass family time.
I am a man.
Oh, you a man?
That's right.
Then take my clothes off. You ain't pay for none of that on your back.
Dad, you can't ignore your mother forever.
I've tried.
Would you like me to backhand you again?
The Miss Pat Show. Streaming May 23rd on BET Plus. To sign up and learn more, visit BET.plus.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's toilet bowl cleaner disinfects both the toilet brush and bowl for 2-in-1 disinfection, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Save big money on everything for your next project. Now at Menards. Spring is here, meaning time for outdoor projects. Cabot Australian Timber Oil is perfect for decks, siding, and outdoor furniture while providing maximum penetration, durability, and water repellency. Save big money on Cabot exterior stains to get your staining project started today. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.